Karbanos, sacrifices. Who are they for? Are they for Hashem? Reach nichoyach laHashem. They are a special pleasurable aura, aroma for Hashem. Or is it for the Yid, the person that's bringing the sacrifice? And that's really the heart of the Sicha. Second Sicha, Parshas Vayikra, based on a Sicha that the Rebbe said on the fifth Yahrzeit of his mother, the Rebbe Tzinchana, on Vav Tishrei, Tavshin Lamed, 1969. And the Rebbe bases the whole theme on a siyum, which I'm going to record also a longer version of the shir, because I found the sicha extremely intriguing, to go into the Gemara and see how the Rebbe translates a Gemara in a whole different pshat. But for the sake of this one-pointed shir, say this. The Rebbe says a siyum on the tractate on the Masechta of Menachos, which on the final page of Menachos, which is page 110a, Kuf Yud Aleph, over there, there's a Mishnah towards the end of the page and a small piece of the Gemara followed by a Braisa. And what the Rebbe brings out from that Talmud is that there's truth in both ideas. That from the Mishnah's perspective, the main part of the sacrifice is Reach Nichoyach LaHashem. It's a beautiful smell for Hashem. But in the Gemara's perspective, the main focus is on the Jew, how the Jew gets closer to Hashem. And then, later on in that Gemara, the Gemara brings a Braisa. What's a Braisa? A Braisa is something between a Gemara and a Mishnah. A Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yehuda. A Braisa is things that were authored at the same time as Rabbi Yehuda, but they are lesser status of the Mishnah, but they are a higher status of the Gemara. And the Gemara brings a Braisa, and the Rebbe says that the Braisa over here comes and tells us that even the part that is for Hashem's sake is ultimately for the Jew's sake. In other words, even when we say Hashem gets the pleasure, it is on behalf of the Jew, and it's for the Jew's advancement. And it's only for their sake. And what comes out of this sicha is this beautiful idea that as much as the carbon is for Hashem, but ultimately Hashem doesn't need our carbonus. He chooses to want it, as the Rebbe says in the end of the sicha. He chooses to want our sacrifices. But ultimately, he doesn't need it. Even by choosing to need it, he's doing it for our sake. That every single time we bring a carbon, we bring a sacrifice to Hashem, we are getting closer and bringing ourselves one step closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be part of this incredible master plan. And not only in the Karbanos that were told in the Beis HaMikdash, obviously in our own journey as well, whenever we sacrifice ourselves, the greatest benefit is ultimately that we get closer to Hashem, that we make this home a carbon for Hashem, and through that, this home, this place becomes a Dira Lo Yisbarach.